Father, we're thankful tonight that you want to take us in areas to see more powerfully who we are and what you have done for us. And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us through this traffic. It's a lot of traffic, Lord. A lot of things going on that look right, but we know it's not right. May we tonight, may you give us a tongue to speak, and give us eyes to see and ears to hear, hearts to understand, faith to apply the thing that you will speak to us. We reverently submit our whole being to you and the vision that you've given us and the people that you surround us with. We're so thankful for them and that their lives come alive every day, stronger and stronger. We thank you and we praise you. We honor you for your word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to the 17th chapter of Luke. And we'll get right into the word. I have some principles and things I want to apply to your life tonight. I'll tell you in a few moments. In Luke 17:20, we have 947 online. Luke 17:20, and they're not through coming yet. And when he, Jesus, was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. You saw that statement, when the kingdom of God should come. Some people are still looking for the kingdom. Now, I'm going to make a statement that's going to be a shifting factor to your life tonight. So I want you to keep listening. When the kingdom of God should come, not knowing that it had already arrived, right? Now, let me get a little ahead of myself. There are people with church membership that doesn't rely be that does not realize that there's another level. And so they try to go further in Revelation, but you can't go it with church membership. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You have to be exposed to kingdom citizenship. You're sons and daughters of God. And the kingdom is not in the church. The church is a fragment of the kingdom. Now, just feast on that a while. Think about that a while. When you're reading your Bible from now on, Jesus told them to go forth and preach the gospel of the kingdom. All right? Now, we know quite, before we read out there, we know quite well in Romans 14 and 17, it says three things about the kingdom of God. It says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it says three things, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's another level of living. And then part of the Lord's Prayer says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in you, as in heaven. Then it says, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, don't misinform. Get misinformed. The church is important, but you need to be a kingdom citizenship to operate right in the church. We've been so busy trying to be church members that we have not. And then that church membership makes you think you're applying it because you're a member of the church, but you're missing part of your life because there's kingdom revelation that you have to understand that only the kingdom of God that is on the inside of you can receive. All right. See, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, notice here, the religious folks there in the 20th verse, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, this religious folk, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, I want to pinpoint something, not with observation, the kingdom of God cometh only by revelation. Okay, so there's a lot of observation that being made in the scriptures and different ways in the churches, but revelation take you into another, I want to say dimension, but it's dominion. And tell you, your life will change tonight. Amen. Some things the Spirit of God going to say. I know it already. And so let me go on and read. Kingdom of God coming not with observation. You see that, right? Neither, verse 21 now, look at this. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, now this is powerful. You need to underline in your Bible, mark it. The kingdom of God is within you. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now, the next verse is going to make it important, make it real important. There's the kingdom function in divine mysteries that the world won't catch on, that a regular church member not going to catch on. You got to recognize you're a kingdom citizen. Turn to Matthew 13. Look at verse 11 and 12 and then connect with me and find out that some places you've been trying to go, you couldn't get there. And some things that are going to happen in your life after the night, you're going to know why, because you're going to shift gear.
Amen.
Now, want to bring to reality or to a functioning position. And you just write it down. I don't have time to go to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. This is an apostolic pulling on the fivefold ministry gifts as well as every member of the body of Christ that they can function at a deeper dimension in dangerous time. Okay, you know a lot of stuff going on, right? Huh? So your boys, come set up on the front, Jay, with them suits on. Come set up here. Yeah, Roger, come on. Come on here, come set up here. And so it's a dangerous time, so we can't play around with it. Then we got to be anointed. I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
We can't be afraid, because we got more power than what's happening. You understand that? We have more power than what's happening. But we got to know how to function in it. And so that kingdom citizenship, the kingdom of God is within me. That means righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. That means power and glory also on the inside of me, and I can make withdrawal supernaturally. All right? Now, so I want you to pay close attention, because I'm going to go to scripture. What I told you, turn to scripture. Yeah, all right, very important. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. Jesus is speaking, and they had asked him a question. He was teaching them about sowing, but he wanted to give them a revelation. He also said to them, because it's given to you to know the mystery of the church.
Right.
No, he didn't say the church. See, the mystery of the kingdom is a greater mystery than the church. Because the church come out of the kingdom. Hello?
Yes, sir.
So he said, he answered them, because it's given unto you, not a kingdom in you, right?
Yes, sir.
To know the mysteries, plural. So they had to be revealed to you by the Spirit. By the Spirit, you'll hear this term now. By the Spirit of the kingdom.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the kingdom.
Yes,
all right, now watch. To know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So the world is not equal to us if we get in our right place.
Amen.
They won't be attracting us, we'll be attracting them.
Amen.
Go to the next verse. Watch this. For whosoever has, to him shall be given. Whosoever have a revelation that they are a kingdom citizen, and they are open for kingdom revelation that is not normal. He shall have more abundant. But whosoever has not, see that's Satan, has not kingdom revelation, him shall be taken away even that what he had. You see it?
Yes, sir.
You still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, here's what I want to talk to you about. And my subject is getting real long. I used to do two or three word subject, but it's getting so, I'm trying to congeal them, but I just, my people just got to work with me. Knowing how to release the supernatural kingdom that is within me. Knowing how to release the supernatural kingdom, because it's in me, if I don't know how to release it, that is within me. Let me read this little introduction to you, then I'll start giving you some points to work with. You must keep the revelation of this fact before your faith at all time, that the kingdom of God is within you. Keep that revelation before your faith at all time. Ready to manifest and demonstrate its supernatural powers for you. And those, listen right this now, this, see this word, and those you are called to minister to. All of you all are called to minister to somebody. Okay? The secret is knowing how to operate in the supernatural kingdom power now. Knowing how to operate in the supernatural kingdom power now. Point number one I want you to get. First of all, you must move further than church membership to kingdom citizenship. Understand that. Let me give it to you again because I left that word out. First of all, you must move further than church membership. See, church membership got a lot of people at home tonight. Because they're not anointed enough. They're not anointed enough to want to please the Father before they please anybody, even themselves. Yeah. And so they just come in and get read in. And that's why they just do what they want to do, because they're just church members. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here. But when you recognize the kingdom live on the inside of you, and you recognize that you have a king to please, and you can't please that king in the flesh, you got to surrender. You got to make sacrifices. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, see, church membership is fooling a whole lot of people. A lot of them going to heaven, but a lot of them going to catch hell down here. Because God is not first. Look, Matthew 6:33. Seek the church first. No, didn't say that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? Yes. And his righteousness, what I have. So if I don't know how, if I'm just seeking church membership, if I don't know how to seek the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to be able to flow in my full potential as a child of God. Yes, sir. And when he says seek the kingdom, it not mean we're going out and look for the kingdom. It means look on the inside and see what the kingdom is saying to you. Yes. Whoa. Yes. Whoa, seek ye first the kingdom. See, we talk about, I'm seeking God. No, seek on the kingdom within me. So I need to seek to be relevant to the revelation that the kingdom is putting out for me to walk by and live by. And it's not a normal life. All right? All right. Let's look at a scripture to go with that. The kingdom... Well, Isaiah 9:6. The kingdom has a government, spiritual government, that being a church member alone, you'll never touch it. Even though you're born again, but you don't know how to function in the kingdom. You don't know how to function, really, how to function in righteousness. You don't know how to function in peace when trouble all around you. You don't know how to step in a crowd who gone mad and you're walking in the joy of the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost. I was praying earlier and I asked the Holy Ghost, first time in my life, I heard spit in the atmosphere. Jesus was a spitter. Spit in the atmosphere. So some Holy Ghost saliva can get up on us up in here to know we're not just out there talking about somebody that don't have no power. that our lives will be changed tomorrow. Tonight. Stay open. Look at this government. You part of this government, but you're not, if you don't understand, this is a kingdom government.
Yes, sir.
This is a prophecy of how the kingdom government is designed to function. For until a child is born, until a son is given, the government should be up on his shoulder. Hallelujah. And his name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, all that belongs to you. Go to the next verse. Of the increase of his government. Now, see in your life that government increasing in a thing that you have to deal with. It's not just, see, when it's not just talking about him, it's talking about me. I'm supposed to be on the increase of the increase of his government, peace, and peace shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom to audit. You see that? Upon what? His kingdom to audit. Where's kingdom at? Right, we're going to let him audit then. And to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Hallelujah. So first of all, you must move further than church membership to kingdom citizenship understanding. All right. Seeking and releasing the kingdom of God that is within you. You got Matthew 6:33. Then Luke 12:32. Seeking and releasing the kingdom of God. Help us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is within you. Now we read the kingdom of God is within you, right?
Yes,
huh? Don't be out there looking for something else to fulfill your life.
Yes, sir.
Don't go low there. Yeah, there. Don't go internet. What that thing where the people put all their business on? Facebook. Now, stop putting all your business on Facebook. Facebook. Me and my family going on vacation for 2 weeks. Yeah, we're going to break in your house too because you done told everything where you're going. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So now, if the kingdom of God is in me, right? What are you talking about is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom? See, you already got it, but you have to yield to him for him to give it to you. See?
Wow.
Now, you must put yourself in a position to hear the gospel of the kingdom preaching.
Yes, sir.
Not just normal preaching, preaching the gospel. Jesus said, go forward and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And so the gospel of the kingdom, when you talk about that, look in Matthew 4:23. Matthew chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of healing not going on because the gospel of the kingdom is not being preached. I watch as an apostle, as a servant and as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I watch a lot of preaching circling. They're just circling. They're not going no further. They're just circling, saying the same thing over and over and over again. But, oh, my God, there's so much more that God wants us to know. So much more God wants us to see. So much more God wants us to do. So much more God wants us to have. So much joy we're missing out on by going through the same routine, same thing. Let God speak. Up in here, God gonna speak up in here. Let God take me into virgin territory, somewhere I've never been before. Let me hear something I never heard before. Do something I never done before. Be somewhere I never been before. He's so vast. He's so wide. But we shut him down with our normal pattern. All of your lives tonight are changing. The Holy Ghost is going to come back to you. You're going to be laying down. You'll be sitting down. But the Holy Ghost is going to come back to you and tell you your life is greater than what you've been living. I impart that to you tonight. You're going to defeat things that you couldn't defeat. And the things that have been repeating in your life, not going to repeat if they're not right. Because the glory of the kingdom come on this house tonight. Every person on the sound of my voice, every person online, the glory of the kingdom come in your house tonight. Things will be different when you pray. Different when you say something. Because you're releasing that kingdom that is already on the inside of you. Not one of you supposed to live a normal life. You're supposed to be above normal at all times, because the greater one is on the inside of me. Routine kills revelation. Be ready to move to another level. Be ready to go to another depth. Nobody wants the same old, same old. Expect God to roll you over. And when you get up on the other side of the bed. Not the same old thing going over and over again. Trying to get somewhere you already are. See, one of the holdback is the gospel of the kingdom at large is not being preached because they've mixed up the fivefold ministry gift and more. Instead of power, people become popular. And they try to save face, but sometimes they get ugly for God. You can't be all cute. You got to do what God tell you to do so somebody can bring out that thing what's been holding them back and be set free from the hand of the enemy. Now, sir, let's look at Matthew 4. Why Jesus' ministry is so powerful? Why are so many people getting healed? Yeah, it is. And my Bible said the healing ministry of Jesus, right before that 23rd verse of the fourth, the healing ministry. What it consists of? Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the Son of God and preaching. What are you preaching? The gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that was taken with divers disease and torment, and those which was possessed with devils, and those which was lunatic, and those that has the palsy, and he healed them. Church members can't do that. Yes, sir. So people come to church and sit normally and go back normally. But when people understand that the kingdom of God is within me, there's another power. Yeah. Listen to me. It's going to start surging through each one of you all. Because this teaching is not hanging on a tree where you can see it. See, your status changed tonight from just church membership to kingdom citizenship. Yes, you're a church member. Thank God you got a church home and a pastor. But that pastor should teach you kingdom citizenship. Look in Matthew 9:35. There's a minute there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
said, I am a kingdom citizen.
I am a kingdom citizen.
The kingdom of God is within me.
The kingdom of God is within me.
I have kingdom power on the inside of me.
I have kingdom power on the inside of me.
Boy, the devil scared now. What? You going to be in your prayer and you're going, yeah, I'm a kingdom citizen. I see a look on some of y'all face, you're not excited, just as dead as a doornail without a hammer or something, you know. Because you ain't getting it. You don't understand what I'm saying. You think you already know it. You think the Lord is not showing you nothing tonight. He's revealing something to you tonight. Hallelujah. All right, 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching. What are you preaching? And healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So the gospel of the kingdom seemed like it produced a greater power. And so we're finding out a secret of Jesus' ministry. Jesus wasn't just preaching a gospel. He's preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes. Yeah.
See, Jesus was preaching beyond the cross, before the cross. All right. Look in Matthew 24:14. I'm going to let you get two more scriptures because we got to establish this. So I'll show it to you in a good many places. You ought to catch on that it's something that the Lord wants us to hear, the gospel of the kingdom. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, it doesn't do you any good. I preach myself happy. Matthew 24:14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So the end is coming now. That's why you see so many things happening.
Yes, sir.
No man know what time, but the gospel of the kingdom has to be preached,
yes,
so we can be fortified to handle the end.
Yes, sir.
One more time, Mark 1. Go to Mark 1. All right. He said, read. He told me to read these because you're establishing. I'm going to do some more preaching on it that we'll recognize that our higher position is that we're kingdom citizens. Mark chapter 1. Verse 14. That's three or four times I've showed you. Now after that, John was in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
The gospel of the kingdom of God, which is in me. So that kingdom of God in me need the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now I tell you, the church need this. Because
yes,
the church right now need to repent.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Because they're going with everything,
yes,
going with everybody.
Yes, sir.
And they're letting them pull them out of their kingdom understanding or status of what they don't have. See, I believe the people who are being pulled out as church members don't have a revelation of the kingdom, how great they really are in the eyesight of God and what a great assignment they have from God. And they're going to have kingdom revelation. Which kingdom, did Jesus say, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I believe that power and glory cannot fully function without that understanding of that kingdom. Are you seeing me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me give you another point to put down. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of absolute power. Wow. What I mean by absolute power, nothing can stop it. When you're walking in a kingdom revelation, there's no way to be stopped. Because there's no higher power. There's no, satanic forces cannot, the kingdom of darkness cannot stop the kingdom of light. And when you got a revelation on the inside of you, from the kingdom, in the kingdom that's in you, you can't be stopped. And so you're going to have to walk in that revelation now. You're not going to be to walk saying, I've been to church. See, because you got to know I'm a carrier. Wherever I go, the kingdom is there. See what I'm saying? See, you come here because that's the way the Lord set it up for us to train you, but you need to know what to do yourself when you leave here. And if you don't get nothing but clapping hand and emotion, then you don't have no divine energy from the kingdom, and you get out there and get smacked around like everybody else. That is not going to happen to you. Talk to me. The Holy Spirit is well pleased that you are about to be brought into another dimension of living in the Spirit, in authority, with ability, pushed by an anointing of the kingdom. What I want you to do is check your biggest problem out tonight when you leave here. You're going to face it a different way. Just whisper to yourself or say it out loud. Kingdom of God is within me. Demons begin to scream because they don't want you to know that. They just want you to be a part of a church and make sure you go to church, you know.
That's true.
Yep. That's some good preaching there.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to hear this. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it. Powerful scriptures, all right? I'm going to make a statement. As the Lord give them to me, I'll write them down, put a number by them, then I'll put a scripture on it, all right? So I'm on number 4 now. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of absolute power. There's no greater power. Demonic power, no other kind of power, white power, black power, green power, no other power, money power, no other power is greater than the kingdom. No university, no academic, no psychology. We are not to live by principles, we are to live by power. If the principle don't have no power, we just stand a lot of stuff and no evidence in our life that something happening. You can't preach without evidence. You can't witness without evidence. You can't talk about a good God and you ain't what? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. Come on, let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. All right, online members, I want y'all to listen. For the kingdom of God, listen at this, is not in word, but in power. People speaking a lot of words. Chapter 5, do you have any power? Kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So Jesus kept preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So the power kept coming. So people started getting healed. The church at large is really in stagnation.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, sir. We need a visitation.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I know you are, a lot of y'all are praying a lot. Y'all know that. Y'all know more need to be happening. We need to be seeing more, doing more, having more, enjoying more.
Amen.
Amen. They're trying to talk about COVID again. They're going to try to scare you. Take some nutrients, a vitamin or something. To boost your immune system or something. Get ready. God damn it, get ready.
That's right. That's true.
They're going to come back with something else because they're trying to take over. They're trying to sweep. They're trying to sweep the church, but they can't sweep the kingdom. You see it? So, that's why now we got to get stronger so we can last longer and fight and win. When we win, now. Oh, my. You got that 420? All right. Now, watch what happened. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Huh? 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Turn your Bible there, did it? Hallelujah. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. What did it say the kingdom of God? What did it say about this kingdom of God we read just now? Power. In order for that to happen, the gospel is going to have to be in power. You can't. I can't stand up here and tell you no poem or no rhyme or no repeat what was on Disney. The Lord might shut Disney down.
That's right.
You don't play with God, boy. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in what?
Power
and in what else?
Holy.
What else? Look what he said. Power, the Holy Ghost, and much assurance. Now, sad to say, some of the preaching going on now, people leave with no power, no Holy Ghost, and no assurance. They just feel good.
That's true.
And the Bible never said we walk by feeling. I'm not putting anybody down, but you know just as much as I'm saying what I'm saying, you know just as much about it if you watch anything. Man, don't preach to me and don't give me nothing to do. Don't preach to me and don't give me some principles that I can apply to my life.
Come on.
You can go back over all my sermons. Principle and power mixed together.
Amen.
So you can reread it and you know what to do.
Amen.
I know a man fasts all day just listening to one of my messages. He fasts. He said he don't want to miss nothing. So he don't eat nothing. He just listened to it. And he making progress off the hook. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Put this down because I'm not going to read the whole thing. Verse 1 through 5 is one of my favorite chapters because it's not but enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and of power that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And that's the strategy here. The wisdom of man, they come up with all kind of ideas, but I look at them and laugh because I know the power of God. And that's what I want for every member of this church, every partner, everyone connected to me, to know the power of God. I don't care how much wisdom they think they come up with, the power of God will see clean through it and be ready for their attack because they set you up, then attack you.
Yes.
Those are three powerful scriptures. 1 Corinthians 4:20, meditate them. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. 1 Corinthians. Now, if you in a church, these three are not happening to you. If you in a church and these three are not happening to you, you are a sad sack of salt with no taste. You got to have it. Say, I got to have it. Yeah, you got to have the truth. Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth sets you free. I don't lack what the world try to do to the church. They're trying to spit on it and laugh at it and mock it and come up with demonic power to look just like it. See, but you got to have more power. When they come up with that power, you got to stand up as a believer. You don't need a preacher. I got power. And I call that devil out right now in the name of Jesus. But you got to have that kind of preaching. The kingdom of God is sovereign government from heaven on earth. You just read it in Isaiah 9:6-7. It is reality. Now, did you know you were wrong?
Yes, sir.
You're going about your little last messy name. You wrong. Come on. You got more. We got more folks in our family just all messed up. That ain't you. You, the kingdom of, you raw.
Yes.
You are royalty.
Yes.
It is royalty. It's a rule realm. A ruling realm. Write that down. You got to write it down. A ruling realm. Sovereignty influence. Dominion. Will and lordship. That's you. As you operate out of the kingdom. Let me hurry now. Let me hurry. Here is a spiritual insight of the God of the kingdom that is in you, releasing all of himself in you on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that to you again. Now, thank you for hollering, boys. Somebody need to holler. He can pick up revelation. My cameraman, I speak revelation. I see go right in him because he's ready for it. He studied. He got to get back though because God got some stuff for him to do. He got away from it a while, but he know how to pick up in the spirit. See, you got to be able to pick up in the spirit because I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Got to know how to pick up. You got to know how to pick up in the spirit when the spirit moving. See, the spirit don't have to be emotional.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's deeper when it's not emotional, because emotion jerk you out.
Yeah.
You don't see it. Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Time you know you just need to pause and let the Holy Ghost walk through a room.
Come on.
Minister to individuals who need to hear what the Lord is saying. Now, let me read it again because I'm going to give you a scripture to go with it. Here's a spiritual insight of the God of the kingdom that is in you, releasing all of himself in you on a daily basis.
Wow.
Let me try to read it again, man. Before I give you a voice, you see, what? Let me try to read this again. Yeah, there's a spiritual insight. What kind of insight?
Spiritual.
Of the God of the kingdom, right?
Yes, sir.
That is in you, because he's in his kingdom, right?
Yes,
now listen to what he said. Releasing all of himself in you on a daily basis. Good God Almighty. You hear me? You hear it? He's releasing all of himself in you on a daily basis, but you have to be trained how to receive it. That's why the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom coming. See? There's healing in you. Power and glory on the inside of you that God want to use you to represent him.
Hallelujah.
1 Chronicles 29:10. One of my favorite verses. He want to release all this in you. Watch what he said. Ooh. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Look at the 11th verse. Watch out. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. That greatness is on the inside of me.
Yes.
And the power. That's on the inside of me.
Yes.
And the glory. That's on the inside of me.
Yes.
And the victory. That's on the inside of me.
Yes.
and the majesty. That's on the inside of me in that kingdom.
Yeah.
for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. That's on the inside of me. Look what he said next.
Yeah.
Thine is what? Where the kingdom at? Oh, Lord, and thou are exalted. So, as head above all.
Amen.
So, if the kingdom is me, and the God of the kingdom is me, I'm exalted as head above all. How can you live in a dilemma with that revelation? I want you to catch this. I wish I knew that verse. I think it's in Isaiah 46, where God worked from the end to the beginning. Y'all working at the beginning. See, you're not, in Isaiah 46, I believe you already said God worked from the end to the beginning. See, because you're not operating in faith unless you're working from the end.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, listen, my sister, my brother, we have solved a lot of things for you here tonight. Listen, listen, I want you to start working from the end. I got this. See, don't matter what it looked like, you don't work from the beginning. Faith is now. So God works from the end to the beginning. People go working from the beginning to the end and they're waiting on something. No, go all the way to the end. Because right. If you really believe him, you're already there.
Yeah.
You don't need no feeling. You don't need to see nothing. You know you got it because you're at the end.
Yes.
So when word come up saying, oh, that's gone. Fear, no, I don't want to talk to that.
Yeah.
I'm operating in faith.
Yeah.
I got it now. Now faith is. What's going to happen now? You with the kingdom of God in you going to start working from the end to the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. In other words, everything you go after, you already got it. Why? Because God can't fail. Nothing impossible with God. So if I'm really believing God, I'm at the end. End of this sickness, end of this lack, end of this pain. I'm at the end of it.
Yeah.
Even though it seems like it's still there, but I know it's only temporary.
Yeah.
Because I've already eradicated.
Yes.
I have it now. Every blessing that God want me to have, I have it now. In Jesus' name. So stop worrying about it hadn't showed up. It showed up in your faith.
Yes.
And your faith going to have to be the vehicle.
Yes.
To bring the manifestation where you can see it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some may be under the sound of my voice, think you're not making it. Some say, not enough, not happening in my life. Whole lot of things happening. You just haven't seen it yet. You're trying to see it in the natural. See it in the spirit. Thank God for his word. I have not seen, nor you heard, neither have entered the heart of man the thing that God is doing for you right now. Every prayer you prayed, God answered it right now. Your prayer already answered. Your confession already answered. Is it? You're at the end of it. Yet every mess that you got here come in your life, you're at the end of it right now. If you had a divorce, get over it. God got somebody else for you. Somebody won't leave you, let them go. You won't leave? Yeah, let me open the door for you. I married 51 years ago, and I told my wife she can never go back. I don't care what happened. I don't care if I burn the bathroom down. You cannot go back to your mama because I ain't coming get you. That's too crazy. I've seen it too much in ministry. She going home till she mad. Going back to mama them.
Yes, sir.
You ain't married to mama them. Get your tail back over here where you're supposed to be. Let's fight this thing out. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. Psalm 24:1. You got 1 Corinthians 29, 10 through 13. Psalm 24:1. Separation. Shh. Everybody know your business. If they only come to this church, I could save them a whole lot of money. 24:1. This is the Lord. Come on, I got to hurry now. I got to hurry. I see some of them preachers preach 20 minutes, but I can't. Kingdom stagnation is a satanic plot to deceive you of your divine rights, power, and assignment, and provision. Kingdom stagnation is a satanic plot to deceive you of your divine rights, power, and assignment, and provision. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Quickly, please. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Now that's a negative aspect. The system, by violence, try to take your kingdom rights from you and tell you you don't have nothing. But you're going to have violence to take it back by force. You follow what I'm saying? That I have a right to be blessed. I have a right to live a long, satisfied, healthy, rich life. I got a right to be happy in my marriage. Everything ain't going to go right every day. You know that. Yes. How two people going to be right? That's why they put you together. So the other one can jerk the other one. A man not a man unless he got a woman. A man don't know you're a man unless you get a woman. See, a woman snatch something out of you. A woman make you know if you're a man or you're a sissy. A woman ask you some questions. Woman challenge you. I got a big meeting I got to go to. I might ask 24 women. I don't want the men to stand. 24 women stand up and pray with me 5 minutes so we can get the atmosphere right. Because when them women get a hold of something, partner, we men, we do all right, boys, but I'm girls. All my life in ministry, my intercessors have been women. The men come, because some brave men come and help us. Them women going to hold up the blood stand banner. I just want to tell the truth. I know sometimes Jesus wanted to put his 12 men down and get him 12 women. I know Jesus had, I bet you. Right, Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. Within the kingdom of God, there is sonship, kingdom faith that is unstoppable. Pray that prayer, Ephesians 1, 15, 23, in your prayer time. I'm going on now because I got to go. Remember, the kingdom of God is at hand, and the kingdom hands are upon you. I have kingdom hands upon me. Say it. Matthew 4, 17. Put it up quick, Matthew 4, 17. I got two more things I got to say. From the time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. His hand's on you. I have, see, now if you get worried about something, I dare you to stand and say, the kingdom of heaven hand is upon me. Don't care what they come up with. They're coming up with some more stuff, I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. All right? Don't get frightened. Praise God. Now, here's one good for the time and the season we're in. I got 7 minutes. I got to close. The kingdom that is in me cannot be shaken. Look at Hebrews 12:28. Look at Hebrews 12. The kingdom that is in me cannot be shaken. A whole lot of things shaking all around me. Well, go further up. I want you to see the shaking for it. Go to Hebrews, and then I'll close. Go to Hebrews 12. I want you to see the shaking. There's going to be some shaking. But that don't mean I'm going to be shook. If I know who I am. I said, if I know who I am. Yeah. Come on, I want you to see this. I've had some joyous moment in reading this over and over again. Hebrews 12. And in my Bible said, the unmovable kingdom is on the inside of me. So if that kingdom can't be moved, that means I can't be moved. Could be some shaking, but I'm not moving. I'm anchored in the kingdom. Now watch. Verse 25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, listen to verse 27, yet once more signified the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, verse 28, hallelujah, we receive in a kingdom. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Which what? Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Seeking you identify with this. The world is constantly being shaken. Global economy, government, churches, ministries, you have no idea how many churches shut down during COVID and never got back on their feet. You know why? They're living from day to day. Amen. Not having a supply of God and smother that church. It's sad. You can't smother a church, shut a church down. You shut Walmart down and all them big places, but you can't shut the church down because the rest is the Lord. The world is constantly being shaken. Global economy, government, churches, ministry, and all the smart people who do not respect God. Yeah. They're all being shaken right now.
Yeah.
You could be dancing in your back room knowing that God is taking care of you.
Yes,
I bless you tonight. Stand up. I bless you tonight. Lift your hand. I bless you tonight. That kingdom citizenship stir up on the inside of you. That this message, that the Holy Ghost can bring it back to you. That you shifting tonight in a divine position that, oh my, that cannot be stopped. That from this night forward, no matter what come up against this world or against you, you know how to go into the kingdom. I speak over you tonight. Things that have may been bakotele vuskat eskundele mandele skoe emo emorosakata emoromasata. Things that have been moving in your life that you not satisfied with, you know is not right. You're supposed to be in a different position tonight. Shakedown come. And the Spirit, the most mighty Holy Spirit, going to do ministry in your life like never before. Forget the past. Don't look to the future. Let him do it now. Right while we're standing here tonight. Things are being done all online, all in India, Brazil. It's being done. Hawaii, everybody in tune. Things are being done tonight on your behalf, because I feel the power and I feel the glory in this room. And I know there's no distance. When people connect, there's a line in the spirit. There's a line in the spirit connect from here to Chicago. They go, whoa! All the way over in India, that line is connected. It can go. That's the Holy Ghost is so powerful. Internet and nothing with the Holy Ghost. And so tonight, whatever hindering you, I got to close. Whatever hindering you, I command it to remove. In Jesus' name. And I don't talk just to be talking either. I'm going to tell you right now. I command it from the kingdom that's within me, the assignment that's within me, the vision that's within me, the anointing that's within me, for that which is hindering your life on a Tuesday night, be removed by the power of the kingdom. The kingdom is the most powerful place that exists, and it lives on the inside of me. Thank you, Lord, I'm delivered from everything.
Thank you, Lord, I'm delivered from everything.
I'm free to rejoice.
Because
I work from the end.
It's a
done deal.
Right now.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah.
It's a done deal. You got it. Say, I got it. You got it. Done deal. Thank you, Lord.